What kind of story do you have today?
Well, you guys were just talking about Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah.
You and Mary. Are you still eating the leftovers?
No. I told her yesterday that we had a big article on WGNRadio.com that said don't eat the turkey after Monday. And she said, I eat it till Thursday.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
No, they said
I'm not
4 days.
A doctor. Don't take my advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of it probably.
Yeah.
Handles it a little bit longer, right?
But I know you were with the family in Florida. Did you do the turkey and the whole thing?
Yeah, my mom still wanted to do the Thanksgiving stuff, so they had they just went to Publix and got a whole bunch of pre-made stuff. The turkey was great, and they just heated up a bunch of sides. So a little different, but we had a Thanksgiving meal. So did Cowboys fans. Cowboys, of course, always play on Thanksgiving Day. This Sports Business Journal had this story. Amount of food served at the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving Day. Big numbers here. 14,000 pounds of turkey.
What?
16,320 pounds of Cowboys mac and cheese. 310 gallons of gravy. That's a lot of gravy. 5,131 pounds of cornbread for their dressing that they made, stuffing, whatever you call it. And just over 5,000 pounds of potatoes. So a lot of food.
Is this to feed the fans or the team?
This is, I think, just everybody in the stadium, whether it's behind the scenes, in the suites, everybody. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of food.
That's crazy. I did like Jack White's performance, wasn't that?
I thought that was sweet. Eminem was up there. I think they've had some misses on Thanksgiving for the halftime show, and I thought this year they nailed it. Felt big. A couple Detroit guys. It was very cool.
Everybody was captivated in our living room. Bob Kessler, what's your story today?
I have some ideas for the afternoon show.
Oh, good.
I thought one is we could form an a cappella group.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Good King Wenceslas looked out.
Not only would be.
Is that Hugh Grant?
Fun. No, it's not.
From Love Actually?
it's this really great vocal group of Voces 8. But I was reading in the BBC website today that psychologists say that people who sing together develop a powerful sense of social cohesion. And from a biological standpoint, singing activity activates the vagus nerve, which is directly connected to the vocal cords and muscles in your throat, and the prolonged exhalation releases endorphins associated with pleasure, well-being, and suppression of pain. So is that convincing you guys now?
I don't know. Why couldn't the Eagles just keep it together then? Why could they?
I know. Well, they had other things getting in the way.
Are you the tenor, Bob? And then Kevin would be the bass?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll do the bass.
And do you want to be the alto or the soprano, Lisa?
I'm only an alto.
All right. I guess I'll have to
take
the high
rehearsal. First rehearsal's next week, then.
I have no doubt in your ability to be a great musical director. I just doubt our ability to produce anything that people want to hear.
Let's try it.
Yeah. And the other thing, you don't have to be good at singing to enjoy those pleasurable benefits.
Oh, I'm firm believer in that. I sing all the time, whether people want to hear it or not. How about the White Elephant gift exchange? Can we please commit right here, right now, to do that?
I'm committed.
Yeah, the newsroom's doing one, so we have to either opt out of the newsroom and do one as a show, or just do the newsroom one as a whole. What do you want to do, Lisa?
Newsroom's doing Secret Santa.
Yeah. Oh. And White Elephant is some goofy gift.
Yeah, anything you want to grab from your garage, if you got an old toy that Jack used.
Yeah,
you know.
Like we did the fire blower thing.
Yeah.
Andrew got that, right?
Torch blower. Yeah. Okay, let's, people, December 12th, we're going to do a White Elephant gift exchange on the show. Colin,
I'm not here.
Oh, then what day?
I don't know.
All right, we'll pick a day.
This is what happened last year, and then we said, you know what, we'll do it when
we
get back in
January.
We never did it.
All right, we'll work on it. Mary, you have a traffic story for us, right?
I do. Okay, so Ryan did this story earlier, and I just want to reiterate it because it's very shocking. We're number 2 in the world, according to Interix Global Traffic, when it comes to hours lost in traffic. Now, this means how long we sit in traffic. Chicago sits in traffic 112 hours a year. This happened in 2024. So that comes out to 14 working days and 4.5 actual whole days that you have lost sitting in traffic. And oh my gosh. And number one is Istanbul, which I was like, what? So this includes cities and countries all over.
And we're the worst
world.
In the whole world?
We are number 2. Istanbul is number 1. So, and then it's, I thought it would be because of all the Kennedy construction that was last year. It's not. It's because of the Stevenson outbound, which is always the worst from the Ryan to Cicero. And this is true. This delay is there like almost, you know, 16 hours a day versus 24. So it's everybody going to Midway pretty much. And I don't know. That's I was in shock. That's just 900 cities were involved in this survey, and we're number two.
Yeah. And can you imagine the time that you're missing with your kids or your loved ones?
Yeah, four and a half days. This costs companies more than $2,000 a year because if it's a working day, you know, that's 14 actual working days that you're sitting there.
Yeah.
So I think we should work remotely from our cars.
It's somewhere, I gotta tell you. Hey, coming up after 5 o'clock, the mayor today kind of hinted maybe he wants to move the Chris Kindle Market. Is that why they reduced the number of people who can enter it? It was chaos over the weekend. People are very upset about this. We'll talk to Mark Tompkins, president and CEO of the German American Chamber of Commerce of the Midwest, about the situation at the Chris Kindle Market. Leland's back. That's all after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.